我们今天的讲题是生命的不肯定。
The topic of today's preaching is the uncertainty of life.
也就是刚才传道书第九章所要讲的。
And it is what was read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
我们在1992年的时候，我的岳父得了这个肝癌。
In 1992, my father-in-law was diagnosed with liver cancer.
我们在医院治疗的时候，师母跟他传福音。
And during his treatment in the hospital, my wife shared the gospel with him.
然后最后他接受了耶稣基督，成为他个人的救主。
And then he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
那么在他还没有发觉到自己患上肝癌之前
，And before he was diagnosed with the cancer.
那么有一个晚上，我跟他聊天。
I was visiting with him one evening.
那么他说了一句话。
He said one something.
那么到今天这句话还浮现在我的脑海里面。
And this still remain in my mind.
那么他告诉我他感觉到生命很渺茫。
He said life is
endless.
Life is endless.
他说这句话的时候使我感到好像一条船飘扬在大海里面。
And when he told me, I felt like life is just like a boat drifting in the ocean.
我们看不到陆地，不晓得何去何从。
You cannot see dry land anywhere, and you don't know where you're going.
那么我的岳父当时感觉到生命很渺茫。
So at that time, he felt that life is directionless.
那么可能是因为他自己来到生命的尽头。
And maybe it's because he felt the end is near.
因为他当时已经80多岁了。
Because he was then about 80 some years old.
还没有找到人生真正的一个目标。
He has not found the true meaning or the purpose of life.
那么如果我们看圣经的时候
，So as we read the Bible,
我们也看到圣经有好几个地方提到这个关于人生的短暂和人生命的不肯定。
There were several places in the Bible that mentioned the shortness of life and also the uncertainty of life.
那么其中的就是新约圣经雅各书第四章第13节跟第14节。
And one of those places is in James chapter 4 verses 13 and 14.
那么雅各书第四章第十三节这么说。
It says,
他说下你们有话说今天明天我们要往某城里去。在那里住一年做买卖得利。
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
他说其实明天如何你们还不知道。
Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么你们原来是一片云雾出现早时就不见了。
What is your life? You are mist.That appears for a little while and then vanishes.
我们看到雅各用这个云雾来形容人生命的短暂和不肯定。
James used mist to describe a life that is short-lived, and also uncertain.
那么他说明天会发生什么事情，没有人知道。
He said, "You don't even know what will happen. Nobody will know what will happen tomorrow."
但是他说很肯定的。
But one thing is certain.
他说生命好像一片云雾一样出现草时就不见了。
Life is like mist that appears for just a little bit and vanishes.
所以雅各用云雾来形容人生命的短暂和不肯定。
So James used mist to describe a life that is uncertain and also short-lived.
他也说有一天一个人的生命将会终止。
Is that one day life will come to an end.
那么在这个人生的旅途当中
And in this journey of life,
那么所罗门王谈到不同的人的经历
King Solomon mentioned the different experiences by different people
他说无论一个人是一个义人或者恶人
He said no matter if he's a righteous man or a evil man
或者他是一个智慧人
He may be a wise man
或者他是一个好人或者坏人
He may be a good man or a bad man.
他们将会面对同样的事情。
They are all going to face the same ending.
那么这个同样的事情就是刚才我们读的九章第三节所说的。
And it was mentioned in chapter 9 verse 3.
他说在日光之下所行的一切事有一件祸患。
This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun.
他说就是众人所遭遇的都是一样。
The same destiny overtakes all.
他说并且世人的心充满了恶。
The hearts of men are full of evil.
活着的时候心里惶惶，后来就归死人那里去了。
And there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterward they join the dead.
那么这节经文讲到每一个人都面对同样的事情。
In this verse, it tells us that everyone will face the same destiny.
啊，这个同样的事情就是死亡。
And this destiny is death.
如果我们看传道书的话，
If we look at Ecclesiastes,
那么传道书基本上提到两个重点。
Ecclesiastes basically mentioned two themes.
那么第一个重点就是讲到，如果一个人没有神的话，他的生命是虚空的。
The first one is that if a person is without God, then his life is basically meaningless.
那么第二个重点就是讲到死亡将会临到一个人的身上。
And the second thing is that death will face everyone.
所以死不只是在第九章出现。
So death is not only mentioned in chapter 9.
我们看到传道书第一章、第二章、第三章、第四章、第五章、第六、第八章，然后最后一章第十二章都讲到这个死的问题。
We noticed that death was mentioned in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and then in 12.
人生有很多事情是不能够确定的。
There is a lot of uncertainty in life.
但是圣经讲死亡是一个很肯定的事情。
But death is a certain thing.
如果我们看诗篇九十篇第十节，也同样谈到这件事情。
If we look at Psalm 90 verse 10, it talks about the same thing.
他说我们的一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可以到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
所以生老病死是人一个很典型的一种经历。
So birth, sickness, getting old and death is a usual life experience.
那么一个人生下来就渐渐长大。
So after a person is born, then he's going to grow.
然后成为一个年轻人。
Become a young person.
然后中年人。
And then middle age.
老年人。
Old age.
然后到同样的一个地方。
And then go to the same place.
那个地方就是坟墓。
And that is the grave.
我们圣经讲到这个死是罪带来的后果。
The Bible said death is the result of sin.
那么当亚当夏娃吃了神吩咐不可以吃的果子的时候，
When Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit,
因为人的罪，死亡就临到世人的身上。
Because of sin, death entered.
那么从那个时候开始，人必须要面对死亡这个问题。
And from that point on, man must face death.
因为如果我们看希伯来书第九章二十七节。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27,
那节经文讲到按照命定人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
It says just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
所以我们看到因为罪的缘故，死亡成为一个事实。
So we see that after sin, death became a reality.
而且是每一个人不能够逃避的一个事实。
And it is something that every man cannot escape.
我这个身体渐渐的每一天，一天比一天衰老。
My body will grow old day after day.
一年都比一年不同。
And it's different from one year to the next.
我记得十年前我很少白头发。
I remember, 10 years ago, I had very few gray hairs.
皱纹也比较少。
There were not a whole lot of wrinkles.
那么十年后。白头发不我记得十年前有白头发出来的时候，我就把它拔掉。
I remember 10 years ago, if I see a gray hair, I will pluck it out.
但是今天我不能够这样做。
But today I can't do that.
因为头发也比较少了。
Because I don't have as many hairs.
啊，如果把它拔掉的话，哈，可能就在我们当中，有些弟兄好像他们的头一样。
And if I pluck them all out, then my hair would look like some of your heads.
那么如果主允许的话。
And so if God wills.
啊，在啊。20-30年的时间，我也必须要面对这个罪所带来的问题。
And in 20-30 years, I will also face this problem brought forth by sin.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
啊，虽然我这个肉体会死去。
Even though I will pass away physically.
啊，但是在主耶稣基督里，我将会复活过来。
But in Jesus Christ, I will rise again.
死亡是一个事实。
Death is a reality.
是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
It is something that everyone must face.
啊，通常人都不喜欢提到这个死这个字的。
Usually people don't like to mention death.
啊，特别是传统的中国人。
Especially in the traditional Chinese culture.
啊，当他们讲到死的时候，啊，我们。都不喜欢讲死这个字，我们是讲一个人去世了。
People don't usually like to mention the word death. They will say pass away.
啊，华人都喜欢用一些比较好听的名词来形容一个人死去。
Chinese like to use some words just to describe a person's death.
啊，比如说魂归天国。
For example, the spirit went back to heaven.
啊，或者已逝长辞。
Or saying so long to the world.
啊，你们还有什么？
Anything else?
啊，我们中国人都有很多很好听的名词来形容一个人死去。
Chinese use beautiful phrases to describe death.
啊，有些朋友说他走了。
Some people may say, oh, he's gone.
啊，他已经离开世界了。
Or he has left the world.
那当死亡临到一个人的时候
，If death come upon a person，
那么这个事实是不可否认的。
It is an undeniable fact.
我记得我小的时候，我有一位邻居。
I remember when I was little, I had a neighbor.
那么他有一位十多岁的孩子，因为这个意外而车祸意外而丧生。
His child died because of a motor vehicle accident.
那么，但是这位母亲不能够接受这个事实。
But this mother cannot accept the fact.
那么她哭得死去活来。
And she cries so much.
那么，因为她太忧伤，后来她的精神都崩溃了。
Because she was so sad, she suffered a nervous breakdown.
所以所罗门王在今天传道书第九章三节这么说。
So King Solomon mentioned in today's scripture, verse 3 says,
他说在日光之下所行的一切事上有一件祸患，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样，就是死亡。
This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all, and it is death.
那么这个众人是指每一个人。
This all man means every man.
啊，包括一个有智慧的人，一个恶人、义人或者好人，或者一个坏人。
It includes if you're righteous, if you're wise, if you're good, you're bad or evil.
那么这些人都要面对死亡。
All of them has to face.
不可以逃避这个现实。
Cannot escape from reality.
那么在过去人类的历史当中
，And in the past human history,
我们看到一些君王。
We can see there were kings.
我们看到一些政治人物。
We can see some political figures.
我们看到一些伟人。
We can see great people.
一些普通的人。
Some common people.
那么他们都离开这个世界。
They have all died and left the world.
啊，在人类历史里面有一位很伟大的人，亚历山大。
There's a great man called Alexander the Great.
啊，他征服了整个欧洲，整个中东，然后到印度。
He has conquered the whole Europe. He went to India and he also went to the Middle East.
那么后来他去世了。
And then he died.
他去世的时候还不到四十岁。
He was not quite 40 years old when he died.
那么中国有一位皇帝叫做秦始皇。
The very first king of China.
那么秦始皇想要长生不老。
He wanted to live forever.
那么他后来也去世了。
And then he died.
美国的总统林肯。
The American President Lincoln.
是一位很虔诚的基督徒。
He was a good Christian.
他也去世了。
He has also died.
我们知道最近的 Mother Teresa.
And we know recently Mother Teresa.
啊，是一个诺贝尔和平奖的得者。
She's the peace
Nobel Peace Prize.
The Nobel Peace Prize recipient.
啊，一位很伟大的人物。
She's a great person.
啊，她在不久前她也去世了。
She also had died recently.
所以我们看到这些人，无论他们是好人或者坏人。
So we can see, no matter they are good or bad.
他们必须要面对同样的事情。
They have to face the same thing.
啊，这些事情就是死亡。
And it is death.
那么死，所罗门王讲是一件很肯定的事情。
King Solomon said death is a certain thing.
是一个谜，有些人认为。
It is a riddle to some people.
啊，是一个终点。
It is an end point.
啊，医生对于那些不能够治疗的病症，啊，被列为是绝症。
A doctor would say this is This is a terminal disease. If it is something they cannot cure,
这个癌症在二三十年前是一种不容易治疗的一种病症。
And about 20-30 years ago, cancer was not something that was easily curable.
那么患上癌症的人多数不能够活得很久。
People who are diagnosed with cancer do not live very long.
我在大学念书的时候。
When I was in college.
啊，有一位同学是从巴基斯坦来的。
I have a friend who came from Pakistan.
那么这位同学他患了这个肝癌。
He was diagnosed with liver cancer.
啊，他当时才25岁。
He was only 25 years old.
那么有一天晚上，我跟我的室友去医院看他。
So one evening, my roommate and I went to the hospital to see him.
然后当我们在停车场的时候。
And as we were in the parking lot.
我心里面有一个很深的感受。
I have a very, I got a very deep impression.
我感觉到死亡遮盖着这个癌症的医院。
I felt death was hovering over this cancer hospital.
那么心里感到很失落。
And I felt totally lost.
那么是的，如果一个人没有这个永恒盼望的时候。
If a person does not have the hope of eternal life,
那么死亡确实的能够使到一个人感觉到很失落。
Then death can cause a person to feel lost.
但是圣经里面讲到主耶稣基督胜过了这个死亡。
But in the Bible, it tells us that Jesus Christ has overcome death.
而且带给人这个永恒的盼望。
And he brought forth the eternal hope for man.
那么哥林多前书讲到这个复活的真理。
And in 1 Corinthians, they talk about the fact or the truth of resurrection.
那么在结束的时候，第五十五节这么说。
And in chapter 15, verse 55, it says.
他说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”
He said, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?"
那么虽然人生有很多事情是不能够确定的。
So even though in life there are a lot of uncertain things,
但是死亡是一个很肯定的事情。
But death is a certain thing.
是不能够逃避的事情。
It is inescapable.
人的生命只不过是短短的几十年。
Man's life is short-lived.
就好像刚才我讲，好像一片云雾一样。
Just like as I mentioned, like mist.
啊，出现少时。不久就消失掉。
It just appears for a very short period of time and then it vanishes.
那么在这个很短暂的日子里面，人应当怎么做？
And in this short period of time, what should men do?
你会怎么做？
What would you do?
那么在传道书第九章第四节到第十节，所罗门王一个没有神的眼光来看这个生死，人生死的问题。
And from chapter 9, verses 4 to 10, Solomon talk about life and death from the point of view of a non-believer.
特别在第四节里面，他讲到一个活着的人比一个死去的人来得好。
Especially in verse 4, he says, a living person has more hope than the dead.
他说至少这个活着的人还有指望。
is that at least the one who is living has hope.
那第四节讲到一切活人相连的那人还有指望。
He says anyone who is among the living has hope.
他就讲到一只活着的狗比一只死去的狮子来得好。
Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
那么一只死去的狮子当然是没有什么用的。
Of course, a dead lion is useless.
啊，换句话说，一个人如果他的地位啊多高。
In another words, no matter how high the person has,
他都有势力，都有很多的财富。
Does not matter how wealthy he is or how much he has.
啊，如果没有生命的话，啊，这一切都是没有用的。
Without life, then everything is useless.
啊，我们知道，我们有健康的身体，我们不了解。
We know that as we have health, we don't understand.
但是如果我们身体的健康受到影响的时候，
But if our health was affected,
这些财富地位都没有用处，
then position and health are useless.
所以所罗门王讲到这个活着的人还有指望。
So King Solomon said there is hope for the living.
啊，这里所指的指望是这个今生的指望。
The hope mentioned here is the hope of this world.
一个没有神的人，他的指望只不过是今生的指望。
A person without, without God, he only has hope in this life.
啊，是一个暂时的指望。
It is a temporary hope.
一个没有神的人，他会用这些物质来填满他空虚的心灵。
A person without God will use whatever he can get on this life to fill his void.
我们知道，New Mexico 啊，有很多赌场。
We know that New Mexico has a lot of casinos.
啊，其实世界上不少的国家都有赌场。
Actually, a lot of countries in this world has casinos.
那么除了这种赌博的方法，
aside from the casino,
啊，另外一个赌的方法就是去买彩票。
Another way to gamble is to buy the lottery.
啊，买彩票的人都盼望能够中奖啊，得到一笔的横财。
So those who buy lottery tickets want to win.
如果你注意的话哦，那些买彩票的人呢，都是不是很有钱的人。
If you pay attention, those who buy the lottery tickets are those who are not so wealthy.
啊，我记得我以前在公司公干的时候。
I remember when I was in the engineering firm.
啊，我下班回家的时候。
I would get off work and on my way home.
啊，经常都看到有很多人拥挤在一起去买彩票。
I can see a lot of people going together to go get lottery tickets.
啊，看到这些人买彩票的人都是很低收入的人。
And I can see that they are all of the low income class.
啊，因为他们的收入很低。
Because they have low income.
所以他们希望能够中奖发一笔横财。
They wanted to be the winner so they can get a lot of money.
所以这个是他们的指望。
So that is their hope.
那么所罗门王说，活着的人至少还有指望。
King Solomon said, anyone who is among the living has hope.
然后在第五节上半节的时候，他也讲到活着的人知道必死。
And then in verse 5 he says, for the living know that they will die.
他说，既然一个人要面对死亡。
He said, so if a man knows that he has to face death,
那么不如活个痛快吧。
Then just live good.
他说，人死后会被人忘记掉。
He said, the dead will be forgotten after they're gone.
而且没有人可以纪念他们。
Nobody will remember them.
啊，他们的经历，无论是恨或者爱或者嫉妒，这些事情都会消失掉。
He said, their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished.
那么既然如此，不然的话，尽量去享受这个人生的乐趣。
He said, if it is that way, then just go and enjoy life.
啊，特别你看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
他说：“你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。”
He said, "Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for it is now that God favors what you do."
所以所罗门王讲，在这个虚空的日子里面，你要跟你的所爱的妻子啊过好的日子。
He said, in this meaningless life, enjoy life with your wife.
那么凡你手上有的事情尽量去做。
And do whatever you want.
因为有一天死亡将会临到你的身上。
Because one day death will come upon you.
一般的人都会想到有一天会可以退休。
I think most people usually think one day, hopefully they can retire.
早一点退休更好。
The earlier the better.
去享受人生。
To go and enjoy life.
退休后不用工作，有一笔钱去旅游。
After retirement, you don't have to work anymore. You have money to go and travel.
去享受人生。
To enjoy life.
你要吗？
Do you want it?
你不要。
No.
这都是一般人所希望有的。
And this is what people usually think about.
有人讲退休后能够好好的享受清福。
Somebody said after retirement they want to quietly and enjoy their retirement.
但往往这个清福不是很久。
But usually the enjoyment is short-lived.
不久这个死亡就会临到那个人的身上。
Death will come soon after that.
所以在这里，所罗门王是一个以一个没有神的眼光来看这个生死、人生死的问题。
So in this scripture, King Solomon is looking at life and death from the point of view of a person without God.
他说，既然死是一件很肯定的事情
，He says, so death is such a certain thing.
那就让我们欢欢喜喜的来去享受这个人生的乐趣。
And go eat, drink, and enjoy life.
那么这个是一个没有神的人的看法。
It is the point of view of a godless person.
其实，在我还没有相信耶稣之前，我也有同样的看法。
Actually, before I met Christ, I have the same point of view.
我知道我的生命短短的几十年。
I know my life is short-lived.
很快就要过去。
Is going to pass quickly.
所以我感觉到我必须要珍惜我的光阴。
So I felt that I need to treasure the time I have.
我必须要努力去达到一些成就。
I have to work hard to accomplish my goal.
那么以后我可以去享受一下。
And then I can go and enjoy it.
那么当我信了耶稣之后。
But after I became a Christian.
那么我的人生观改变了。
My point of view changed.
基督徒对一个人生死的问题有不同的看法。
Christians look at life and death differently.
然后保罗在哥林多前书十五章讲到基督的复活和使人复活的事情。
And Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, about resurrection.
那么当时也有人问，他说复活是不可能的事情。
Actually, somebody asked him at that time, resurrection is impossible.
但是在哥林多前书十五章十四节，保罗这么说。
But then in verse 14 of chapter 15, Paul said,
他说若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎然，你们所信的也是谎然。
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
然后十七节他讲到基督若没有复活。你们信的是徒然，你们埋在罪中。
And then in verse 17 it says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins.
然后在十九节他讲到，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And then in verse 19 he continued, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied.More than all men.
然后他在32节下半段这么讲。
And then in verse 32 it says,
若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天就要死了。
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
保罗讲到如果没有复活的话，
Paul said if there is no resurrection,
如果我们的指望只是在今生，
If our hope is only in today,
他说，那么我们是世上最可怜的人。
Then we are the most pitiful people.
不然的话可以吃喝个痛快吧。
Then just eat, drink, and live.
因为明天都要死了。
Because we die tomorrow.
这个观念就是好像一个没有神的人的观念。
This is the point of view of a person without God.
所以保罗在这里从一个有永恒生命的人的眼光来看这个生死的问题。
So Paul looked at life and death from a person who has eternal hope.
所以他的看法跟所罗门王的看法是相对的。
His point of view is in direct opposite to King Solomon's point of view.
那所罗门王的看法是从一个没有神人的眼光来看这个生死的问题。
King Solomon's view is from the point of a godless person.
所罗门王说死是很肯定的。
King Solomon said death is for sure.
啊，那么是不能够逃避的事情。
It is inescapable.
那么既然是如此，
and if it is so,
啊，当人还活着的时候。
When you're still alive,
他必须去努力
work hard,
他必须去享受这个人生的乐趣
and enjoy this life,
至少在死亡临到的时候
and so that as death comes,
他知道他至少有一些成就
he knows that he has accomplished something,
但是所罗门王也继续说下去
but then King Solomon continues,
他说不要对这人的一生太过有信心。
He said, don't be too sure about your life.
他说人不能够保证明天会发生什么事情。
Because men do not know what will happen tomorrow.
他说因为很多事情是人不能够预告的。
He said, because a lot of things that happen, you cannot predict.
就好像刚才雅各书讲到，其实明天如何，你们不知道。
Just like in James it says, what happened tomorrow, you don't know.
然后你们的生命是什么？
He said, what is your life?
你们好像一片云雾，出现少时，不久就消失掉。
So you are a mist that appears for a little while and then it vanishes.
啊，有一些人对自己，对将来很有信心。
There are some people that have total faith on themselves and on their future.
啊，所以他们计划得很好。
So they plan their life.
啊，要做他们所要做的东西。
They want to do what they want to do.
但是雅各说你不知道明天会发生什么事情。
But James says you don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
所以他说你不要夸口。
He said then don't boast.
所以在这个传道书第九章第十一节这么说。
And so in chapter 9 of Ecclesiastes verse 11 it says.
他说一个有才干的人。
He said a person who is brilliant.
他说一个有智慧的人。
Who is wise.
未必能够带给他来带给他成功。
Will not necessarily bring forth success.
所以所罗门王说啊，这不是一个公式啊。
He said this is not a formula.
啊，才干加这个智慧等于成功。
Gift or gift plus wisdom does not equal to success.
Gift plus wisdom equal to success.他就是这个 formula， 但是他说有些人成功是因为当时的机会。
He said somebody succeeds because of opportunity。
啊，这句话说起来也蛮有道理。
It seems to make sense。
啊，一个人很成功是有时候他处在一个时机或者一个适合的地点。
Somebody is successful is because they are at the right place at the right time.
如果我们在回想的时候，这个传道书第三章讲到每件事情的发生都有它的时候。
And if you think back in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time for everything.
所以机会这两个字啊，其实是讲到某一件事情的发生。
So opportunity means the timing.Of something happening.
The chance or opportunity. 所以这个机会跟赌啊没有关系。
So, chance and gambling is related.
It's not related.
It's not related.
有人说如果我得到这个好的工作啊。
Somebody said if I have this good job.
是因为我在一个合适的地点和一个合适的时机。
And it's because I'm at the right place at the right time.
那么当然对一个基督徒一件事情的发生不是运气。
So, but to a Christian, an occurrence is not because of your luck.
或者是一个机会。
And it is not a chance.
而是神的掌权。
It is the sovereignty of God.
神在每一个基督徒的身上都有他的安排。
God has his planning upon each of our lives.
我们基督徒相信神的带领是最好的。
Christian believe that God's guidance is the best.
基督徒相信神的旨意是最美好的。
And Christians know the will of God is the best.
然后所罗门王在十二节讲到,
And then in verse 12, King Solomon said,
他说原来人也知道自己的定期与被恶网围住鸟被网罗捉住祸患固然临到的时候世人陷在其中也是如此。
He said, No man knows when his hour will come, as fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, or men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them.
所以人不知道什么事情在什么时候会发生。
So men do not know when it's going to happen where.
所以他讲到好像一只鸟或者一只鱼被捕的时候。
And it's like, for example, when the fish or the birds are caught.
他们不知道灾祸什么时候会临到他们。
They do not know when calamity will come.
所以雅各警告我们。
So James warned us.
他说叫我们不要夸口。
He tells us not to boast.
因为将来发生的事情我们不知道。
Because we do not know what will happen in the future.
我们也没有办法知道。
There's no way we will know.
那么既然人不能够预测将来所要发生的事情，
So if man cannot predict what is going to happen in the future,
那么雅各跟基督徒讲，
So James told Christians,
他教导基督徒这么做，
He taught Christians to do this,
也就是雅各书第四章第十五节所说的，
And it is mentioned in James chapter 4 verse 15,
他说你们当作， 如果是主的旨意的话， 我们就可以活作， 也可以做这件事或者做那件事。
He said, instead you ought to say, if this is the will, if this is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
死亡是人不能够逃避的事情。
Death is inescapable.
生命的将来是人不能够预告的。
And man's future cannot be predicted.
这些都是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
And these are things we must face.
对一个没有信神的人,
to those who do not have God,
他的生命显然是很不肯定,
his life is certainly uncertain.
所以在这个短短的人生的日子里面,
so in this short life,
所以他们利用这个物质来填满他们这个空虚的心灵,
they use material things to fill the void.
但是对基督徒来说,
But to Christians,
生命是有永恒的目标,
life has eternal value.
基督徒应当活在神的旨意当中。
Christians should live within the will of God.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们能够明白 我们在今世的日子,
Please help us to understand in today's life.
能够把握我们的机会,
to hold on to the opportunities.
能够活在你的旨意当中,
to live in your will.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.